This is Terry Mandel, DO, dictating an attorney letter to Jim Hurt, attorney at law of the Ken Nunn Law Office, address on file. Dear Mr. Hurt, per your request for an independent medical evaluation on your client, Jalen Rice, please note the following medical letter, period. First name is Jeylan Rice, R-I-C-E. On July 11th, 2023, I performed an independent medical evaluation, period. I reviewed an extensive amount of medical records, comma, took the history directly from the patient, comma, and performed a physical examination, period. A doctor-patient relationship was not established, period. New paragraph. The patient is a 28-year-old female, height 5'4" tall, 170 pounds, period. The patient was involved in an automobile accident on or about December 22nd, 2019, period. The patient was a driver with her seatbelt on, period. Although she denied loss of consciousness, she sustained injury when her vehicle was totaled and not drivable, period. Another vehicle made a left turn, striking the patient's vehicle in the front, period. No airbags deployed, but there was injury, period. The patient was driving a 2016 Ford Mustang, period. The patient was jerked, comma. And her chest and head, as well as her right hip, hit the vehicle, period. A few hours later, she had pain in her mid, comma, low back, comma, head, comma, neck, comma, and right hip, period. New paragraph. Despite adequate treatment, she is still presently still having low back pain, period. New paragraph. The low back pain is described as intermittent, occurring approximately 5 hours per day, period. It is a throbbing and burning type pain, period. It ranges in intensity from a good day of 4 out of 10 to a bad day of 7 out of 10, period. The pain is non-radiating, period. She was told that she had bulging discs, period. New paragraph. Activities of daily living are affected as follows, period. The patient has problems cleaning, comma, bending, comma, lifting, comma, standing over 5 hours, comma, yard work, comma, weightlifting, comma, and sleep, period. New paragraph. Medications include pain medications, period. New paragraph. Present treatment for this condition includes over-the-counter medications as well as gels, period. She is also doing stretching exercises, period. New paragraph. The timeline of treatment is best recollected by the patient was that she was seen in the emergency room at IU Health. She had x-rays there, given medications, and released, period. Approximately 3 weeks later, she was seen by a chiropractic physician for approximately a month, period. She was later seen at Performance Wellness for a few months. She had an MRI as well as a couple neck injections and more physical therapy, period. New paragraph, past medical history denies. New paragraph, past surgical history denies. New paragraph, past traumatic medical history revealed the patient has never injured her low back in the past, period. The patient has never injured her neck in the past, period. The patient has not been involved in any serious automobile accidents, only minor accidents, period. There is no work injuries, period. New paragraph. Her occupation is that of a pharmaceutical worker full-time, period. She has problems lifting heavy items and works slower at times at work, period. New paragraph. Upon review of records, I'd like to comment on some of the pertinent findings. Results from Eskenazi Health, primary care, February 17th, 2020. States was a restrained driver, hit chest and abdomen on steering wheel, now has lumbar pain, radiating down left hip and periumbilical area, period. Performance wellness, radiology reports, x-rays of the cervical, thoracic, and lumbar area, reveals postural alteration due to spasm. Postural alteration due to spasm noted in the lumbar region, period. MRI of the cervical spine is grossly unremarkable, period. MRI of the lumbar spine shows spondylosis, comma, bilateral facet arthropathy, comma, bilateral foraminal stenosis at L4-5 and L5-S1, period. This report was dated August 12, 2020, signed by Dr. Arnold, A-R-N-O-L-D. Priority Pain Solutions records, April 1st, 2020. Patient presents for consultation and exam for injury sustained in an MVC on December 23rd of 19, period. Chief complaint today are upper back and lower back. Assessment is low back pain, comma, pelvic girdle weakness, comma, bilateral inflammation of the sacroiliac joint, comma, and hip pain, period. Pro-scan imaging, MRI of the cervical spine, July 17th, 2020. Showed no obvious evidence of disc extrusion. MRI of the lumbar spine, July 17th, 2020, at L4-5, shallow disc bulge, L5-S1, diffuse disc bulge. Emergency room consultation, IU North, December 23rd, 2019, 25-year-old female, presents to the emergency department after an MVC crash where she was the restrained driver yesterday, period. Reports hitting her chest and abdomen on the steering wheel, period. Worsening low back pain that radiates down her left hip and periumbilical abdominal pain, period. Abnormalities were noted on examination. X-rays of the chest were normal. CT of the lumbar spine was negative for fracture, as well as CT of the thoracic spine. Negative for fractures, period. CT of the abdomen and pelvis were negative, period. Diagnosis was motor vehicle collision, period. New paragraph. After review of all the medical records, I found that all her treatment is outlined above and for which she has sustained as a result of the automobile accident of December 22nd, 2019 were all appropriate, comma, reasonable, comma, and medically necessary, period. New paragraph. On physical examination by me, Dr. Mandel, ENT examination was negative, pupils equal and reactive to light and accommodation, extraocular muscles intact, period. Examination of the cervical area was unremarkable, thyroid was unremarkable, period. Auscultation of the heart regular rate and rhythm, auscultation of the lungs clear, abdominal examination was soft, thoracic spine was normal. Straight leg raising was abnormal at 76 degrees left, 74 degrees right. There was paravertebral muscle spasm noted in the lumbar area. There was diminished strength in the lumbar area, period. There was diminished range of motion of the lumbar spine with flexion diminished by 14 degrees and extension diminished by 8 degrees, period. There was loss of normal lumbar lordotic curve, period. There was heat and tenderness on palpation of the lumbar region, period. Neurological examination revealed reflexes normal and symmetrical, reflexes normal and symmetrical at 2 over 4. Circulatory examination revealed pulses normal and symmetrical at 2 over 4, period. New paragraph. Diagnostic assessments by Dr. Mandel are number 1, lumbar trauma, comma, strain, comma, pain, comma, L4-5 and L5-S1, bulging disc, period. Number 2, cervical trauma, strain, pain, with cephalgia. Number three, thoracic strain and trauma. Number four, pelvic girdle weakness, comma, trauma and pain. Next number, hip pain with bilateral inflammation of the sacroiliac joints, period. The above diagnoses are directly caused by the automobile accident in question of December 22nd, 2019, period. New paragraph. At this time, I am rendering an impairment rating, period. Utilizing the book Guides to the Evaluation of Permanent Impairment, 6th edition by the AMA, referring you to Table 17-4, the patient qualifies for a 3% whole body impairment, period. As the patient ages, you will be much more susceptible to permanent arthritis in the lumbar regions, period. New paragraph. Future medical expenses will include ongoing medication at an estimated cost of $80 a month for the remainder of her life, period. Back injections at an approximate cost of $3,500 would be warranted, period. A back brace at a cost of $250, which would need to be replaced every 2 years, period. A TENS unit at a cost of $500 is appropriate, period. New paragraph. I have not provided medical care or any treatment for this claimant, period. I have not made any referrals or advised any treatment, period. I have seen the patient one time for the purposes of doing an independent medical evaluation, period. We have not entered into a doctor-patient relationship, period. New paragraph. The above opinions are based solely on the information provided and mentioned above, and they are expressed within a reasonable degree of medical certainty based upon the scientific principles accepted in the medical community, period. I am dual board certified in both family practice and also osteopathic medicine, period. I have over 40 years experience in these types of cases, period. Informed consent was obtained for an elective examination during the COVID-19 pandemic, period. The patient understood the potential risks of acquiring COVID-19 and had agreed to the exam rather than deferring to a later date, period. The patient gave me informed consent to conduct this review and share my findings with any party who requests this information, period. If I could be of any further assistance, please feel free to contact me. Sincerely yours, Terry Mandel, DO, end of dictation.